Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from Father Sopochko to St. Faustina from November of 1937. November 1937, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, dear sister in Christ, every virtue and every Christian deed should above all be prudent, for prudence is the principal virtue of all. Prudence strongly resists haste to the extent that many people, feeling compelled to do something, purposefully restrain from executing a deed in the conviction that if they carry it out, they act badly. The Lord God, too, does not recommend unnecessary haste, and he himself acts calmly in accordance with his eternal plan. He does not require haste from his servants, but prudent and discreet actions. Masters of the spiritual life say that where there is haste, there is no divine action. That is why we too must not act needlessly with haste. Let us curb our interior impulsions, asking God for assistance, that he might arrange the conditions of action. For it is better to do nothing than to do something badly, or to thwart God's plans through haste without discretion. I see God's action in this whole matter, and that is precisely why I do not advise you to rush, as everything happens in its time. When God has determined what God has determined will happen, even if the greatest obstacles were to mount, for who is able to oppose the Creator? With God's help, during the time of Advent, I shall deliver 4 sermons on God's mercy on the radio. The first one will be broadcast on the 28th of the current month, that is, on the first Sunday of Advent. Please pray that I will be able to push through the sermons on God's mercy on radio during Lent as well, and on Low Sunday. I have talked to the nuncio about the feast of God's mercy, and he promised me to think it over and then summon me to discuss the details. I do not know yet if I should tell him where this idea originated. Please pray for God's light for me, as well as for His Excellency, the Archbishop Nuncio Cortesi, who can do a lot. I have also undertaken certain other steps in this matter, but great obstacles are mounting, and that is why I need a lot of prayers and God's grace, which I am imploring. I commend you to God's care, sister, while I in turn commend myself to your prayers and send you my best Christmas wishes. Reverend M. Sopochko. In her letter, St. Faustina had spoken of feeling strong inner impulsions to move forward with the plan to found the new community. But she doesn't want to act in haste, which might harm God's plan. In his reply, Father Sopochko speaks about the virtue of prudence. He cautions her against all haste. God's will go forward, but Faustina must avoid all haste and rashness in acting. He asks her intercession for the 4 sermons that he will deliver during the upcoming Advent season. They will be on the radio. He hopes to be able to do the same thing during Lent of 1938 and on the octave of Easter, the day that would eventually become Mercy Sunday. He mentions having talked to the papal nuncio in Poland about the Divine Mercy feast, and the nuncio wants to discern the matter further. If he is open, he could be a great help to them because of his contacts in Rome. Finally, St. Father Sopochko asks for her prayers, and he promises to continue to pray for her. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's diary in a year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother. Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.